It's Richard Henson, Chief Executive of the East Midlands Ambulance Service. I'm obviously very pleased to see that the CQC have recognised, in their own words, that we have made significant improvements. The inspection of November 2015 under the safety domain rated us as inadequate. The CQC have recognised that we've made significant improvements, and they're pleased to say that that has no longer rated as inadequate. There was a number of factors. So we as an organisation, certainly as a board, are focused on getting the absolute basics right. So that's having the staff in place, the vehicles in place, the processes to support frontline delivery, and ultimately to make sure that we can get to patients in the shortest timescale possible. That last year, we responded to 10,000 more patients in 8 minutes than we did the previous year, and obviously we're able to make sure that we can improve the level of care to patients as we respond to them in a shorter timescale. Clearly, it's a very challenging health economy that we're in. What we need to be able to do is to make sure that those vehicles and those ambulance staff that we have on duty at any given moment are able to do their job to the best of their abilities. One of the things that does impact upon them on their whilst they're on duty is delayed handovers at the hospital. So that's where it takes us longer than 30 minutes to hand a patient over at the receiving unit. And last year alone, we had over 20,000 examples of where it took us longer than an hour to hand a patient over. That clearly has such a detrimental impact upon our ability to respond in a timely manner. And we need to maintain the focus and ensure that we can see that position improving further. I am pleased that we are improving. I'm certainly pleased that the CQC recognise that, and I'm certainly pleased that they recognise the level of care and compassion demonstrated by the ambulance staff when they respond to patients. That's really powerful.